Another attack.
That makes four in the last week.
I thought you said you had found the beast that was killing our cattle.
We did. This must be another one.
I'm sorry, Dr. Arwen. We tried it your way.
Parrish, please.
Forgive me, Mahode, but we are a poor people. We cannot afford the loss of so many of our stock.
Really, Jeff, would you deny these people a right to defend themselves?
Parrish, no, not Lasky. How could you ask for his help?
They have a tiger problem, Jeff, old boy. I'm just the man to take care of it.
We have other methods. If you'll give me a little more time, I know we can...
How much time, hmm? A week, a month, tell me. You'll at least get him before he gobbles down their last goat, right? And then what? When do you think he'll take a look at one of those nice little tender morsels playing near the huts?
He's not a man-eater.
For now. That's the trouble with you bleeding hearts. You'd sacrifice this poor man's entire village to save your precious cat. God save the animals, but the devil can take the rest of us.
I said no such thing. Parrish, listen. You have to understand. This jungle has belonged to the tigers for ages. Now here we come, cutting down the trees, driving away their prey, and generally taking over their hunting ground. We're squeezing them into smaller and smaller territory. Now this drought has come. Every animal within 1,000 square kilometers is making their way here because we're the only place with any water. And why are we surprised? We dammed up the river so we could keep the water for ourselves. Where else were they supposed to go? I'm telling you, whoever is attacking your cattle must be desperate. Tigers normally shy away from humans. This one must be old and can't hunt his regular prey, or young and doesn't yet have the skill. He's just behaving like the tiger that he is.
All the more reason to stop him now before something else happens. It's only a matter of time.
He has a right to live his life.
At what price?
We have to learn to live together. This is their world.
No, it's not. This is our world. We're the kings. Dominion over every living thing that moves on Earth and all that. Book of Genesis. Look it up.
Just because we've been given dominion over Earth doesn't mean that we...